is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It appears that many businesses around Douglas County are right now having trouble finding workers. Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce on with us to talk about that. Chris, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, always glad to be on with you, Kyle.
So what are you sensing from watching this? I mean, you go around town, any kind of business you could name, stores, construction. I've seen signs up at places I'm not sure I've ever seen signs up before where folks are not looking, or rather not being able to find workers. What's your take?
That's exactly what we're seeing, Kyle. And for the first time, I think in my lifetime, literally every single business that I'm aware of is looking for help. And, you know, I sent the governor a text message a month or so ago. It was this popular meme that everyone, I think, has seen on Facebook where it shows, you know, two windows in a wall, and one window has a sign above it that says now hiring, with a guy standing there, and there's no one in line. And then the other window says unemployment benefits, and there's a big long line in the, and I sent that meme to her and said, you know, this is our next big issue, and I had a conversation with her about it. But that's exactly what we're seeing is, you know, all of these businesses' next big threat is being able to keep their businesses open because they don't have enough help to actually get the work done. And we've seen this trend coming. You know, when the government talks about increasing minimum wage to a point where they're essentially pricing employees out of the market, you see businesses try to modernize and mechanize and do things to continue to be able to get their jobs done without people. That's happening more and more as we speak because there just simply isn't people to hire to get that work done. And we had a recent study done by the Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board where they came out and said that the starting wage would have to be $19 an hour to equal what people are receiving in unemployment benefits. And that doesn't even take into consideration, Kyle, the fact that if you could receive $19 an hour receiving unemployment benefits and sitting at home doing nothing, or going to the lake or whatever it is you want to do, versus $19 an hour actually going to work to a job, you know, what are people going to choose? So the government is actually contributing to the problem in a way that isn't helpful. And it's at the point now where businesses are really struggling to stay open. I know of some personally that have just shut the doors because they can't get help.
It's an interesting situation because backing up several months when we had kind of the late spring lockdown of last year and so many things were closed and all of that happened, some of these benefits came along in waves incrementally to help people out who couldn't find work. But now we're in a place where things are opening back up. We're seeing a lot of changes there, looking forward to things in the summer and various things. And now businesses are getting hit again kind of from the other side of things.
They are. They're absolutely suffering, again, for the opposite reason that they were before. And it's amazing. I mean, it's something that we literally have never seen. Restaurants are closing their doors because they can't get waiters and waitresses and cooks. And construction companies are limited in their capacity to get jobs done because they can't hire help. And I've experienced that in both of my businesses. You know, we've had positions open basically the entire time since after, you know, business kind of started to return to normal. And I don't know of a single business that isn't hiring. You can see help wanted signs in every window in town.
And for folks who are at the point where they want to get some work done, maybe they want to employ a contractor or a landscaper or whatever, it seems like what I'm starting to hear as well is that a lot of those types of industries are very much backed up because of the lack of qualified, able labor.
Yeah, I called an electrician just to get a dedicated outlet installed in my garage for a freezer. And the guy said, you know, we're 3 months out. And that's pretty much the norm right now for any kind of professional labor. It's just, you know, people are backed up so far that there's no reasonable hope of being able to get things done like that in any reasonable amount of time.
So for the unemployment, is this a federal issue where you would like to see some change, or a state, or some of both?
Well, it's both. You know, there's federal benefits that are coming through the states to unemployed people right now, but it's really the state's management of the issue that I think really needs to change. And there's been some pretty innovative ideas that have happened in, you know, more conservative states like Montana and Arizona. Both just announced programs where they were going to take that federal aid money and sort of turn it around, and rather than give people $300 a week to be unemployed, they were going to offer that as a $300 a week bonus to people for getting a job. So if you get a new job, come off unemployment, get a new job, and keep that job for a month, they give you those benefits for that month of actually working. And I think that's a fantastic idea. I mean, the bottom line is, and just as a parent, you know, a person who's trained dogs in the past, rewarding bad behavior never seems to work out. And we got to incentivize people to do the right thing, I think. And right now we need people to go back to work. So trying to find ways to incentivize people to go back to work, to me, seems like a far better idea than incentivizing people to stay out of the workforce.
And even last night, as I was running a number of errands and looking at getting some restaurant takeout, checked a couple of things, and only to find out that one of the places I might have gone to actually was shortening their hours, wasn't open that evening because they haven't been able to get enough workers.
Yeah, and you know, it's just ridiculous, Kyle. I mean, you think about it. Unemployment insurance is supposed to protect people who cannot find a job. And the whole program historically has been supposedly there to incentivize people to go out and look for work. And even going out and looking for work was supposed to be a requirement of receiving those benefits. You know, everybody that's been on unemployment in the past knows that they ask you, you know, did you look for work this week? And what you're seeing now is you're seeing people who will maybe apply for a job, maybe even get to the interview stage for a job, and then they just flat out don't show up for the interviews. And we've seen that happen here at the county in hiring positions. And we've heard those stories from every employer out there. They're getting people, I think, checking the box saying, did you look for work this week? But the fact is they're not really making a solid effort to get off the program and get back to work. And the government has made it too easy for people to collect those benefits. And right now, that focus needs to change.
From the county commissioner vantage point, is there anything you can do? I mean, you've talked about conversations with the governor, but what kinds of things can the county do to make a push here?
Well, we're getting involved where we can. You know, we have a group of local employers who organized a job fair a while back, and by a lot of people's standards, the results of that weren't anywhere near what they had hoped, but actually worked far better than what the employment department's doing. So, for example, the Oregon Employment Department emailed out 4,000 unemployed individuals trying to get them connected with jobs, and out of those 4,000 emails, they had two people placed in employment. So the original job fair that was held here in the town had five people show up. And four of the five people were placed in jobs that day, and then they had a few follow-ups that were placed in jobs, and that was sort of an impromptu thing with not a lot of planning. So a second open-air job fair is actually being planned now. And the county commissioners are involved in sponsoring that event. We're going to use, you know, the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership as part of our economic development hub to pay for some advertising for that program, and we're going to help put that thing on with some more planning and some more advertising than last time, and see if we can't create an opportunity for there's 30 or so businesses involved in this for some of those businesses to get people plugged back in to the workforce. And another thing that I would throw out there real quick for those of people who, you know, are on unemployment and talking about or thinking about getting back into the workforce, you know, you mentioned this earlier, the normal trend for us is that we have more workers available than jobs, and we always have a fairly high unemployment rate here. I anticipate at some point we'll be back to that. So my suggestion is to get back in the workforce and get a job while the getting's good.
Going to take a break. Back with more and County Commissioner Chris Boyce in a couple minutes on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1-541-radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, another look at employment opportunities. Shannon Sebastian's got some folks to talk about that, particularly as it relates to young people. That'll be on Your Q, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's program, we continue our Oregon Wine Month series, a Wine in the Empire program. Chris Lake joins us from the Great Oregon Wine Company on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Chris Boyce on with us now, talking about the issue of the business community and employers having jobs, but no people willing to fill them. Can you tell us more about this event coming up on the 1st?
Yeah, so again, it's a collaborative effort. There's about 30 employers involved at this point. There's likely going to be more. It's going to be held on June 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. At 1239 Pine Street. That's the big paved lot that's right behind Roseburg Rental on South Stevens. And so Pine Street on obviously on the opposite side. It's going to be held there. It's on Facebook. You can find it. Look for the open air job fair on Facebook. There's going to be some food trucks there. There's going to be some child care available on site for folks that have kids that may need some help watching the kiddos while they're conversing with different employers and opportunities. And the hope is that we can advertise this well and convince some folks that it's time for them to, you know, get back into the workforce.
As one of the issues with this situation been, what you kind of alluded to there, especially for those with younger kids, during the time that schools were mostly or all remotely, depending on what district and what age level, some folks found themselves having to work from home or not work just to keep their kids in school. That's certainly been an issue as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair thing, Kyle. And I think, you know, there's a lot of employers who have sort of changed what they're doing to try to accommodate the available workforce, and people who have had childcare struggles in the past may find that that's less of an issue today than it's been before. COVID's changed that for a lot of employers. Employers have created opportunities for people to be able to work more from home, but they still want to hire and pay people to do work. Some employers have provided child care opportunities in their places of employment. We've actually had the Douglas County Child Care Coalition doing this kind of work to provide some child care opportunities for folks that need it to get back into the workforce. And they've really been doing that work since way back before school started for this this calendar year, knowing that when schools weren't going to reopen, that some of these people were going to have a hard time being able to go to work without childcare options. So there's been an effort going on in the community since last August or so to try to help with that. So people who have had that concern in the past shouldn't be afraid and to jump back in and see what sort of options are available now, because it's likely to be quite different than what they've experienced in the past.
Another related business topic, the governor's recent shift on mask guidance, asking businesses to check vaccination status, things like that. I've heard, obviously, a flurry of comments from a lot of small businesses and larger businesses with various perspectives on that, but feeling like they're being given one more thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, that's not their job. Businesses shouldn't be in the business of trying to be the vaccine police. They just really shouldn't. And you know, there's laws on the books like HIPAA that are there for a reason. People's medical privacy really should be their own business. And I'll just tell you my feelings on this are there's some folks out there who don't want to get vaccinated. And for very good reason, you know, there's this vaccine hasn't been in some people's minds proven and tested and so on. And I get that. I'm not one of those people, but I understand their concerns. So the challenge there now becomes we're at a point where we're approaching the point at least where everybody who wants to get vaccinated really has been. And we're still pushing that and trying to get people vaccinated, and that's fine. And likely a few more people will. But at some point, we're going to reach the place where those who want to get vaccinated have been, those who don't aren't. And then the chips just kind of got to fall where they may. You know, you can't force employers into trying to be the vaccine police. And that's just not appropriate. And it really isn't appropriate to force people into a place where they have to share their medical history either. And we have current laws on the books that prevent that, and for good reason. So that's going to be something that has to get figured out.
So how do you think this situation should be handled? Oregon appears to be one of the first states, maybe following New York. I've read some New York things in the last 24 hours about how they're implementing some of this. It's done a bit differently there. And of course, New York is an entirely different state in terms of a large population and one of the biggest cities in the country. So some of their concerns are different. What should Oregon be doing?
Well, unfortunately, I don't get to make that decision, but my advice would be sort of like I just alluded to. You know, we've got to get to a place where we have vaccinations readily available, and everybody who wants to get one has an opportunity to do that. You know, Commissioner Freeman's heading up the COVID response for Douglas County, and with our partners in the community doing a fantastic job, and they are going to meet their goal of making sure that 95% of the people in Douglas County have the opportunity to get vaccinated within 5 miles of their home. And so I would say once that box is checked, then you got to kind of let the chips fall where they may. You know, there's going to be people that just aren't going to get the vaccination. You got to let the businesses go back to doing business as usual. You got to open things up, and we've got to provide the medical care providers in the community with the tools that they need in order to be able to treat people as needed, and we just got to go back to work.
As we put out today, the number of people vaccinated in the county is up, in fact, higher than a number cited by the Oregon Health Authority earlier in the week, because both the VA and the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe, their vaccination allocation comes from the federal government. Their paperwork goes back to the federal government. So now with those numbers added in, we're at just over 50%, whereas on Monday it looked like we were in the upper 30% level.
I know, and that's so frustrating. I've dealt with so many different agencies or issues where there's a state and federal oversight. And, you know, another example is like wetlands issues. You got the Department of State Lands and the Army Corps of Engineers that both do wetlands, and they don't communicate well with each other. And this is another example of that. And, you know, we have been very, very focused on trying to make sure that everybody in the community who has the ability to help get these vaccinations out participates, including the VA and the tribe. And you've got, you know, EMT companies and the fire departments and everybody who's basically got the ability and the know-how to give a shot at doing these vaccinations. And the fact that the state doesn't have a system that really allows for tracking of some of those vaccines that were sent from the feds to federal agencies in town, and like the VA, and then also for the tribe, and to include those in our numbers just isn't right. I know Commissioner Freeman's been fighting that battle with OHA for weeks. We've been told that would be rectified, and we're glad that it finally has been, because quite frankly, people are getting frustrated with the fact that Douglas County seems to be being treated unfairly with the number of vaccines that we were originally allocated and so on. And it gives people the false sense that somehow Douglas County isn't getting this work done, when in fact, you know, we've been pretty far ahead of the game all along.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Always glad to be with you, Kyle. Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.